Hello and welcome to episode one of Rosie FM. I'm your host. My name is Rosie Gilmoss and I'm going to be taking you, I hope, on a little bit of a journey. I fell into podcasting a little over a year ago, kind of accidental podcaster, if you will. And it came about because I'm widowed. I was widowed at 37 with three young children. And a lot of the problems I encountered came from lack of understanding and isolation, that feeling of being different. And that's something that I've experienced most of my life. I was late diagnosed with as neurodivergent as well. So that's something else I'm going to touch on. But I really felt that there was there just wasn't a voice out there that felt like me. So with a friend, an iPad propped up on a towel and a bit of a wing and a prayer, we launched the podcast Widowed AF. And it kind of took on a life of its own. And at the time of recording this, we have released over 100 episodes and 62,000 downloads, which still makes me kind of blush a little bit, I guess, because that's mental, you know. But it's become very quickly a passion. And I am a widow myself. My husband, Ben, died in 2018. And I honestly never thought that I would be happy again. I felt like all the hope and joy had left my life. He died suddenly and with a lot of uncertainty because his body has actually never been found. Now, I worried actually because I have remarried. I'm married to another widow and I have what I would describe as a happy and settled life. And I wondered that people might find that even perhaps a little patronizing or insulting if they were in the grips of grief. But actually what it seems to have done is offer people a bit of hope. And everybody that has come onto the podcast, which is a catalogue of stories, if you will, it's conversations with other widows and widowers. And the common theme, aside from the fact that we all lost somebody that we love, is this choice that you make. It's a choice to continue to find joy, to find hope. And actually, that's a really difficult choice. And I felt that, and it seems to have a wider appeal than just the widow community. But what I found through doing the podcast was just how fascinating other humans are. I guess some might say I'm nosy, but I'm really interested in people. And quite often after an interview, I'll be like, oh, I really wanted to find out a little bit more about this or that. But of course, there is a finite amount of time that I can keep people on a podcast, and they're there to talk about their grief. So by doing this podcast, I want to delve into some other subjects. I am a widow. Yeah, I am. I'm widowed as fuck. But I'm also a wife because I have remarried. I'm a mother. We have four children between us, and I'm neurodivergent. I'm also perimenopausal, which for any of you out there who love or are themselves going through the perimenopause, it was a massive shock to me, a massive shock of the impact it took on my mental health. I was genuinely afraid for a while. I am on HRT, and I will talk a little bit about that in a future episode because I think there's still so many, even despite Davina's best efforts, there's still so many inaccuracies and misconceptions about HRT, and I can tell you now that it's changed my life. But I've also had to, I do therapy and I do more ice baths. Please don't hate me. I never thought I'd be this person either, but I guess I've learned on the job, so to speak, of things that will help, and I'm hoping that I can impart a little bit of this, I don't want to say the word wisdom, knowledge that I picked up along the way. So podcasting has brought to me an enormous amount of joy. I have a studio in the garden now, and I am really excited to be able to, I suppose, have the freedom to talk about any or all subjects that come across my path. I've got some really interesting interviews lined up, the first of which is going to be with a lady called Juliana Nichols, and she's going to be talking about the education system. But I want to talk about things like addiction. Okay, I was in secret addiction for most of my adult life, and I stopped drinking 2 years ago. And it hasn't been easy, but it also has been awful. And I think, again, this idea that you stop drinking and you lose all your kind of social skills and you become very boring. I mean, we've all done Dry January, right? Well, actually, that's not true. The one thing I can't do yet is dance, but I'm getting there. And I'll go to concerts and festivals and parties and weddings and funerals. And I haven't picked up a drink over 2 years. And I'm not in AA, but I follow the guidance of one day at a time. I can't guarantee I won't drink tomorrow, but I'm fairly certain I won't. But what I discovered is just how many people are living under the shadow of secret addiction, hiding behind a sort of a veneer of respectability. And actually, because we only really talk about the park bench alcoholics in terms of problematic drinking, we perhaps don't realise just how many people are struggling with this, you know, two bottles of wine every night, hiding the empties in the school recycle. That might just be me, actually, but that's a level I got to. I think if you're hiding how much you drink, that's probably a bit of a warning sign. So that's going to be a topic, and I'm kind of in the position that it's not really any topic I will shy away from. I'm hoping to be able to bring to you conversations from a vast spectrum of people, giving you, or let's face it, we're all a little bit nosy. So just giving a bit of insight to other people's lives, the things that they've been through, the things that they've done, the things that make them who they are. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge catastrophic loss, but it might be. And it's more about the person that they are and the way that they have dealt with that and overcome it and how it's impacted them as a person. That's kind of where I'm interested. That's the stuff I'm interested in, the real nitty-gritty. If you ask me how I am on the score, and you must be prepared to stand still for 10 minutes while I reel off my actual mental health, you've been warned. So I hope that you will accompany me as I become a voice in your ear, lucky you, and take you on this journey with me. And I've never done this before. Podcasting, as I said earlier, is still relatively new to me, and kind of going it alone, as it were, in this way, it feels quite daunting. So I do hope that you will stick with me as I take this another great leap of faith into the unknown, because I don't know whether people are going to listen, but I didn't know whether people were going to listen before. And I guess I'll keep talking if you guys keep listening. So thank you if you made it this far. This is take number 17 of me trying to record an introduction to this podcast. And quite frankly, this one's going out come what may. I look forward to sharing with you some fascinating stories from incredible human beings and doing a little bit of learning along the way myself. So thank you for listening, and I hope to be back with you soon. Take care out there. Bye-bye.